Good morning. It's 17th March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 8. I'm reading to you from Brother Melva Purkis once again. This section is headed The Women Who Followed. I read, "It is possible, but by no means certain, that the penitent woman with flowing hair was none other than Mary Magdalene. We do know that when Jesus continued his journey after this incident in Simon's house, we read that Mary Magdalene was with him, ministering to his needs. It is also not without significance that she is described as the woman from whom Jesus cast seven devils. It is not profitable to linger too long on this identity, but if Mary of Magdala was indeed the woman who prostrated herself in the Pharisee's house, we can understand the sublime devotion with which she followed her Lord. Love possessed her more completely than the seven demons had ever done. Who can watch her without deep emotion as she clings to him by night and day, following with weary but persistent steps as he strides out over tough mountain and rocky valley? When the inevitable storm breaks over him and the thunder rolls across the sky, we see her horrified face illuminated for an instant in the lightning flash, and she is clinging more closely still. At last, she can follow him no further. She stands near the foot of the cross, her haggard eyes still seeking her dying Lord. Even his death could not separate her from him. With unfailing loyalty, she followed behind those who carried him to his tomb. While bewildered disciples mourned their weakness, she watched where he was laid. On the first day of the week, she faced an empty grave. Her cry of despair tugs at every heartstring. 'They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.' But when she thought he was furthest away, he was nearest to her. And at last she learned the great lesson of her life. He taught her that although her physical eyes may not behold him, although her clasping fingers could not touch him, although she might not hear the rich accent she loved so well, he was with her always, to the end of the world and beyond. Great as was the work of Jesus in easing men's physical load, healing their sickness, restoring their sight, the life of Mary Magdalene shows that it was not so great as his unseen work in the heart of man. No miracle can be more wonderful to the discerning mind than the picture of the woman lost in the lowest degradation of sin, transformed into a saint, glowing with a love too deep to express. It is both a comfort and an incentive to realise that while the hand of the Redeemer is no longer lifted up in gentle ministration to take away our physical infirmities, his greater work goes on. No abyss of sin and despair is too deep or too dark for him to reach, no heart too cold to warm into devoted love and service. There were many other women who followed him in Galilee, ministering to him of their substance. Susanna is mentioned by name. There was also Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's servant. This woman may have been the wife of the Capernaum court official whose son Jesus had healed by a word spoken at Cana. If that is so, it was a beautiful way of showing her gratitude, and one which must commend itself to her sisters for all time. Although their Lord is no longer in their midst, it is still possible for them to follow him and minister to him of their substance in conscious response to his blessings. He is yet to show the lovely significance of a cup of cold water and the precious secret of his identity hidden in the lonely, the suffering, and the needy. It is a blessed truth that the Master still makes it possible for devoted women to follow him beside a gleaming lake and on the solitary road which leads to Jerusalem, inspiring all men by their loyalty and their love, and leading many to his feet. Thank you for listening.